Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm great. Good morning, Tony.
All right. Let's talk about some of the legislative priorities for you if elected to another term in office coming up for the new session.
Oh, that's great. It'll be, you know, going out there and knocking on doors. It's so clear that folks are really concerned about our state economy. And it's a question of, you know, living in Connecticut is how well are we going to weather the economic storm brewing at the federal level? And the truth is, you know, we could do a much better job. There are things that we can control within the state that will help Greenwich people and businesses get through what will be some hard times with, you know, the Fed's trying to control inflation. And so to that end, you know, we want to keep controlling our own spending in our state, and wherever we can, you know, I would love to see us flatten our income tax and really cut business tax. When we look at Connecticut versus Taxachusetts right next door, you know, it's remarkable that Connecticut has seven brackets of state income from 3% up to 6.99%. And Massachusetts has a flat income tax at 5%. So that's definitely on people's minds, and that would be a priority of mine to ensure that our economy is strong and we're embracing ideas of sound economics.
One of the things that seems to be a conundrum, if you will, is the so-called great resignation, quiet quitting, that kind of stuff. How do we get people back into the workforce? There seems to be not enough. There's plenty of jobs out there, but not enough people to fill them. How do you do that?
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's like I remember studying, you know, the sort of psychology of economics. This is the impact of, you know, this kind of wanton spending that came out of the COVID. You know, we paid people to stay home, and you know, I think we have to get back to sort of some pretty basic ideas of earned success. You know, work hard, keep your earnings, and that's what motivates folks. And we really want to get back to that sort of original idea that made Connecticut so great. So that's what I would be promoting.
But the idea that people are getting paid to stay home, that's all ended. That money's not coming in anymore. So how are they surviving in inflationary times and not being able to? I want to find the clue too. You know, somebody winning a lottery here without knowing about it. Maybe your dogs can help us. I don't know. I mean, that's a question nobody's really been able to answer, is where are these people? Because even if everybody that was eligible to work, there'd still be all these open jobs.
That is sort of that's the great question about this so-called recession that we're going into, you know. It's a recession with low unemployment, but that could change. And we're already seeing evidence, for example, with the M&T and People's Bank merger. You know, those headlines don't bode well for those of us who are looking to, you know, see good signals for the economy. But yes, and where is the labor? Where are the people who are looking to get into these jobs and work hard and apply and get over there and do the work? I don't know, but the people I'm knocking on doors with, they are working hard. Mm-hmm. They are the ones that are out there, you know, taking the risks. And they're really feeling the pinch in the economy. Most doors I'm talking to, it's really about like them trying to make sure that their personal budget can meet all of their increasing costs. And it's got a lot to do with utilities, Tony. The cost of water, electricity, heating oil, and groceries.
Right. Those are all concerns of people you've spoken to?
100%, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very hard. Some of these conversations are difficult, especially when you get to doors of senior citizens.
Mm-hmm. All right. Representative Kimberly Fiorello, appreciate your time this morning, and have yourself enjoy your day.
Thanks so much, and I look forward to our forum today. Thank you.
All righty. That's State Representative Kimberly Fiorello of Greenwich joins me on the first Thursday of each month.